Carol Storch is going to be the moderator this evening. She teaches at the School for Hearing Impaired in Tacoma, Washington, and is a lover of Holden Village. Carol.
Yeah. Hey, my only thing for introduction, or my way of introduction, is I would just like to say that our intentions for this forum right now is just to enable communication so that we can better understand our Christian brothers and sisters, both hearing and hearing impaired. And then I want to turn it over to the hearing impaired villagers that are here, and I'm going to ask them first of all to maybe share some background, something about themselves so that you can maybe better understand them in that way, and then we're going to just open it up to them to share their ideas, their opinions, insights, experiences, frustrations, hopes, concerns, and so forth. I have some questions if we need them, and then we'll open it up to you for questions if you have questions that you'd like to ask. I guess I'll ask for a volunteer if there's anybody who wants to start.
I hope you want to take a
volunteer. Okay, good. Thank you, Lyle.
I don't know if everyone can see me. I'm Lyle Russell from Tacoma. I have three boys. The two oldest ones are here. The oldest one is Darren, and then Corey. Darren is the one that's deaf. And the wife and youngest boy are at home right now. Darren was a little over 3 years old when he got spinal meningitis, or so they think, and he was hospitalized for 3 weeks. And the result was total loss of hearing. And it probably took him 2 or 3 months to recuperate from that, to where he was up on his feet and regained his balance completely. And when he was 3 and a half, we got him started right away on an oral program to try to help him retain the speech and language that he had when he lost his hearing. He was speaking in complete sentences at the time he lost his hearing, and so we wanted to see if he, try to help him retain as much of what he had, at that point. And after the first year, then we had him enrolled in the total communication program that involves sign language, lip reading, gestures, facial expressions, just every form of communication involved. And I want to go back. It probably took him about 6 months to where he got back to normal, to where he adjusted and accepted his situation, his hearing loss. He used to be a very good-natured and independent fellow, and it took him about 6 months to get that back. I think one of the big factors that probably helped him adjust was the fact that we treated him after his hearing loss the same way as we did before. Nothing had changed except he had simply lost his hearing. And in fact, he is enrolled this last year. Carol Storch is his teacher, and that's how we came to find out about Holden Village and came here this summer. Let's see, one of the biggest hardships I think that we had was frustration in trying to communicate with each other. He had frustration and we had frustration. In the fact that we just weren't able to communicate everything we needed to. And as we developed sign language skills, why, that improved. And but that's an ongoing battle all the time. There has been blessings as a result of it. Knowing that God has a purpose for everything and is in control of everything, we weren't satisfied to simply accept his hearing loss and leave it at that and go on as before. We wanted to learn what God had to teach us from it, what blessings, what things he had in store. And I think one of the biggest blessings we've had is our whole family has, we've learned a great deal about health, and our health has improved. and we're still learning a great deal more. And I was very pleased to know that, the kind of the food management here is eating naturally and so on, and that pleased me a great deal. For instance, my wife, she has practically eliminated her allergies, and I used to be lethargic and felt very tired all the time, day after day, didn't matter how much rest I got. And that's been almost eliminated. There's been a great difference. My children rarely get colds and flus and earaches and the kind of things that are common with people. And I guess that's about all.
I guess I would just again like to ask for volunteers. I hate to call on people, put them on the spot, and I told the hearing impaired people before that if to feel free to either not answer a question if something's been asked that they're not comfortable with, or if they don't feel like that they want to speak up or say something, that's completely within their right, and so I don't want to put someone on the spot. So I guess I'm going to ask for the next volunteer.
Jerry. Oh, okay, will you speak for me, please, or speak for it? Okay, I'm Jerry Bourne from Curtis, Washington, but now I live in Vancouver. Okay, I was born deaf by recessive genes, and I was raised and went to school at the Washington School for the Deaf for 13 years. There, they had mostly deaf teachers and deaf supervisors. They had some sign language. That's where I learned to sign. And I graduated from school there and went on to Gallaudet College, which is the only liberal arts college for deaf people. It is in Washington, D.C. Did I say the only one in the world? The world's liberal arts college for the deaf. And I graduated there. I studied there 5 years, graduated from Gallaudet, and have worked at different jobs, various jobs. And now I'm a supervisor at the Washington State School for the Deaf. And I'm very thankful that my sister, right over here, that she was able to learn sign language, and the two of us were able to communicate beautifully. We're very close sisters. Because of her acceptance that she needed to learn sign language for me and also for my other two deaf brothers. Now, if it weren't for her learning sign language, then I might not be that there wouldn't have been as good a family cooperation as there was. Communication means a lot to me and to my other two deaf brothers.
The mental illness is very, very high among deaf people. I can picture that myself. In classrooms. There's no strong relationship with the teacher. I was more on my own. Many times he got cold hands. His heart would beat so fast. He's so tense. Maybe it was because he was afraid he was failing in class. Because I was not equal with others. Maybe they were better because they can hear. Sometimes I felt like a black sheep. He felt he wasn't in the right place. But after college, he was on his own.
I had to find
to So I just decided to explore the deaf world and started learning signs after college. I really started to feel better by having a third party, which is interpreters, pastors, deaf counselors. Makes things easier to get into fellowship with the hearing. It's a real challenge for the deaf. To live in the hearing world.
Hi. I came from a family of loud, my parents and brothers and all. I'm sharing some feelings like Larry was talking about while growing up. Very, very frustrated. Going to school, I went to a normal school, no help of any kind other than speech lessons, and lip read. I learned to lip read all the way up through high school. I went through grade school, junior high, and high school, regular class, normal classes, just with the help of speech and lip read, my skill with lip read. It was very, very difficult for my parents because they did not know what was really going on with me. 35 years ago, they did not have the knowledge in the books in the library of things about hard of hearing and the deaf as they do now. So I just did the best I could in school. I was always laughed at, made in front of, because of my hearing disability. And I could not understand why they were laughing at me. Go home crying all the time. But once I was home, it was okay because I could talk with my parents and they shared, they gave me the love. And that's a very important thing in the family, to give the love to one another. Before I graduated from high school, the most beautiful thing ever happened to me in my life, and that was to change my Christian faith from a Greek Orthodox to a Lutheran for many, many reasons. I knew I was lacking something. I was searching for something. And when I went to the Greek church, nothing. Because at that time I was going to the Greek church growing up, it was all in Greek. Not English, but now I have to change. Although the Greek family, the Greek people are very funny and fun people to be around, but at that time I didn't feel that way. But it has changed. One day I went off to the woods to took a walk by myself, and I just started praying myself. And the answer came from above. Try and go to church, and then the church, just get out. So I did. The Lutheran church in my hometown, small town, Vacaville. My faith grew stronger and stronger and stronger because of that. In any situation that I had to cope with, I finally realized that the Lord was with me, no matter whether it was good or bad. He was always with me. And at that time, I could begin to see things better. all my frustrations or whatever, I could just ask him. And I knew he was there. I became a different person after that. More open, more understanding, more beautiful, I should think. Again, I came from a family of love, my mother and father. Then after I graduated from high school, regular school, I, myself, wanted to go to college. So I went to college. It wasn't easy, but I did for 2.5 years. And I grew, into more good experiences. Right before I became 21 years old, the second most beautiful thing happened to me in my life. That's when I got my first hearing aid. Wow. What a whole new world. Wow. I couldn't believe it. Flip the newspaper to hear the sound of a newspaper. I never heard that before. Or to hear the birds out here. Just beautiful. The little things that the hearing world take for granted. Praise the Lord for that. I don't have much else to say, but I think I grew from that attitude. Now I'm working full time and going to school part time. But one thing that I noticed with this group of people here, they all love and care and have a sense of humor. These people have helped me so much, and they're really funny and loving people like the rest of us. And that's very important. I want to share one more thing, and then I will be quiet. I spoke about love in the family, and I spoke a little bit about my Christian faith. Something very exciting is going to happen to me in a few months. I am engaged to be married to a man who is hard of hearing. And I just cannot believe, honestly believe, that's going to happen to me. Because there are not very many men anymore out there. I just remember that. That's all I need.
Somebody next? Yeah. I am William Rogers. I was named after Will Rogers, the cowboy. I am the middle child of five, and my family lives in Libby, Montana. There I went to public school, but I did not do well. My family moved me to Spokane to attend a school for the deaf, which is where I met Larry. We both went to the same school. I was only there 3 years before I went back to regular private school, regular high school, and on to college. Like Larry, I have a 93% hearing loss. And I am different from other deaf people as I wear my hearing aid all the time. I do not get very much hearing with the 7%. If I can lip read, I can get 80% of what you say. But if I am blindfolded, I can get maybe 2% of all the words you say. If I can get 3 from here, I can get 90%. I graduated from college and I am now have an engineering degree in electrical engineering. And I work for Bonneville Power. Up to this time, I did not know sign language. After I got out of college and after I got my job, I took some classes to learn sign language. Today, I still talk a lot more and I am not very comfortable with sign language. Looking back over my past history, I am most thankful of all for my parents. My parents, like Lyle, they cared a lot for me. They really put an effort. My father was a high school teacher. And up until college time, my mother did not want me to go to college, but I insisted on it and I made it through. So, this is Cindy, my wife of 2.5 years. We have a little girl, Renee.
Any other volunteers?
Here's one. My name is Edith Cook. I was 4 years old, and when I got spinal meningitis, the same thing he had, I spent a month in the hospital, and I remember everything that happened, though, when I was 4. My mother was really surprised that I could remember so well, but I was brought home, and I couldn't walk, and my mother was really afraid. My mother thought that I might never walk. And I kind of crawl out of bed, and my mother was really surprised to see me crawling out of bed, and I started to stand up while the family was eating. You know, I pulled myself up, and my mother was just thrilled to see me, you know, crawling, you know, kind of holding the wall and walking up. She just started to reach out for me, but I started walking, and everybody was amazed and really thrilled. Well, as I grew up, I have three hearing children. The three went to college, all of my children went to college, and, well, let's see. I have a wonderful family. See, I can't quite think of what else I want to say anymore now. Okay.
Talk again later if you want.
Over here. Lee, I was born as a normal baby, normal child, until I was a year old when I got a high fever, became very ill with a high fever. And then after that, my parents really didn't know that I had lost my hearing until I was 3 years old, after they had sent me from doctor to doctor to doctor. All the doctors, and they also sent me to a psychologist. The psychologist also thought that I might be mentally retarded. But who? Oh, but the parents, later on the parents decided they'd try again, sent me to another doctor who found out that I was actually deaf. And mentally retarded, or something, you know, similar to that. And so my parents kind of were watching me, and they just didn't think so. So anyway, they began looking around for a deaf school. They found a deaf school in Great Falls, Montana, because, you see, I was born in Montana, where they sent me. And then my parents asked the superintendent if they, you know, my parents should learn sign language. But the superintendent, he told them not to. Then I grew up at school. And when I'd go home, I'd communicate by lip reading. When I'd go to school, I spent time signing and speech reading both at school. Later on, I graduated from the deaf school. And then we moved here to Washington. And then I went out to Gallaudet College for a year and a half. But I dropped out. And I left because I had no specific goals. I had no goals. So then I came back and here, and then I decided I'd go back to Montana. I went to two different business schools with hearing students, regular business schools. And after graduating from two different business schools, there was no jobs in Montana. So I decided maybe Washington might have better opportunities for me to get a job. So I came back. Came back to live with my family. But still, no job for a year. So that meant a total of 2 years without working. No job and a lot of frustration. Being unable to find a job for me. And then finally, one of my deaf friends, a deaf friend, went to whose wedding I went to. Well, there was another, you know, I made a new deaf friend there at the wedding. I met another young deaf girl, and she led me into a job. And I stayed at the same old job for 11 years. And nights, I had to work nights. And I tried and tried to bid for days. Did you already say bank? It was a bank job. I worked in a bank. And I tried to put in my bid for a day shift, but I was never able to get it. And so then I finally decided that I wanted to look for a new career. And also, thanks to the church and my Lord, I've been considering what it is that I should be doing with my life. You know, if there's nothing, you know, to happen within my life, if everything was just to continue staying the same, prayed a lot, and the Lord led me to becoming interested in teaching Sunday school. And one man urged me and said, why don't you go on to college and become a teacher or a missionary? So I felt that God was really trying to tell me something, just trying and trying. And so now I began to realize. And so I quit my job, my old job, and I went to Concordia College in Portland, started there last year. So now I'll be going into my second year. And one of my still continuing frustrations, though, is that my family did not learn sign language, and we're not really closely are related. Our relationship isn't that good even now. Today, we're building closer fellowship and a closer relationship. And my parents really do wish that they had learned sign language. They, you know, and had disregarded what the superintendent had said. But now they feel like it's sort of too late. And so they really still don't really know sign language. They know just a little. And so that's all.
Any other volunteers? Okay, I wrote down just a couple things that I thought maybe would the hearing impaired might want to answer, and then I'll let them again jump in if there are other things that they want to bring up, and then we'll open it up to some questions. But one thing I thought about is that there are a lot of misconceptions about hearing impairment, and I thought that this was something that maybe they would be willing to share some of those misconceptions or discuss something about that. So,
one misconception of hearing impaired is you're sometimes diagnosed as an MR, meaning mental retardation. That's very common. I say from my own experience that one time I thought that's what I was taught, MR. Or a CP, I can't pronounce it, cerebral palsy. Just because people cannot hear, they automatically think that we're stupid and we're an MR. And the doctors and psychologists and nurses in the medical field are going to always have a hard time with that. Trying to decide who's MR or who's hard of hearing or who's deaf. You cannot just rely on just that.
Anyone else?
That's right.
Regarding misconceptions?
I didn't speak up before, but I'm very mildly hard of hearing. And I found that if I go to a restaurant and I'm with a person that's signing, but someone knows that I'm the person that's hard of hearing or deaf or whatever, I find that the people in the restaurant have a tendency to give the check to the person that's not handicapped, just assuming that the person that's not handicapped is probably smarter or probably has the money also. People will assume that if a person has a handicap, that they can't have responsibilities. That if you're walking around with a person that doesn't have a handicap, the handicapped person will not have the responsibility. I think that's something that everyone here can be aware of. It's a hard thing to think of. You know, you assume that a person that has a hearing impairment also has other problems, and I think that's just something that you have to watch for.
Anyone else regarding misconceptions? You know, we can move on. Oh.
Sometimes people think that deaf people are automatically skilled lip readers. But that's not always so. Or that the deaf person can understand lip reading, or normally a deaf person can only understand 30%, about 30% of what is of lip reading, usually. And so there creates a lot of misunderstanding. Often there's frustration between the hearing person and the hearing impaired person in communication.
Okay, another question that I thought might be something good to touch on, and that is how can hearing people help make hearing impaired people feel more comfortable?
By the church.
Touch them with love. Contact them with love. I mean, come in contact with them with love. I think what he's saying, Mary might be saying, is that you approach them, not avoiding them, you know, with love. I think avoidance sometimes really, well, most always, really hurts. That's their avoidance.
That's true for me.
think a lot of people built
anyway.
The wall. Oh, does somebody else?
Yeah. Anyway, how people can get along with deaf people would be by treating them as normal. Don't be so afraid. Are you deaf or aren't you deaf? Or and scared and back off and avoidant. Don't feel so frozen and scared. You know, feel willing to write. How can you communicate with somebody? Grab a piece of paper and a pencil and just write a quick note. Deaf people are very, very happy to do that. Back, really. And also, smile with each other. Just a smile. One way of communicating is a smile. Smiling at each other. So that shows that your love for us. And also, we deaf can show our love for others, too.
Large of my job. Jobs do not come easily for the deaf people. If there was a job opening and a deaf person would apply and a hearing person would apply, the hearing person would get the job. I want people to realize that if they can give the deaf person a job, give them a chance. When I got out of college with a degree in engineering, nobody wanted me. I was hunting for a job 6 months before I got a job. For a long time, I looked that I would never be able to use my college engineering degree. The government has a special program to hire handicapped people. So that helped a lot.
Okay. Another thing
I wanted to say a few things about school and hearing kids that mix with hard hearing kids or deaf kids. I'm not totally deaf, I'm hard of hearing. But I had my hearing long enough to develop my speech first. So in high school, when my hearing really started going bad, it was like kids did not really accept me very fast because I was always saying what. People would have to say things again so I could understand, have a chance to read their lips or really listen hard to what they were saying. So I found that I had to compete very much more than the other kids in high school. And to become accepted, I had to do everything I could find to do. I played soccer, I worked on the newspaper, I did so many things so people would notice me, pay attention to me as a person, and not just ignore me because it was too hard for them to talk with me. Also, I went to college, and that's when I first met a deaf girl, and she was signing, and I thought that was wonderful. I didn't know sign, but that was still wonderful, and people were paying attention to her, and it was really, it was kind of the opposite of what I saw in high school. Some people kind of gathered around her because she was deaf. Became like a status symbol. I'm cool because I know how to sign and I'm hanging around with this girl, But I finally learned how to sign and I thought that's what I wanted to do with my life, was to learn how to sign, use it with other people, help them to understand, teach deaf children, because I could communicate with them. But I noticed that there were just two different, totally opposite feelings towards deaf people. On one hand, you just ignore them, and on the other, you kind of hang around them because people will notice you more. Really strange. And now that I know sign, I have to confess that I'm becoming lazy and I depend on the signs more than my lip reading or my listening. Because it's easier and because it's less work. And because also I'm a little bit afraid to use my voice with people because I can't understand my own voice a lot. I don't know if I'm speaking loud or if I'm whispering and can't hear me. So I just like the easy way out.
Anybody else? Anything else that can be a completely different subject, but I want to leave it with the hearing impaired before we open it up. Are there any other frustrations, concerns, experiences? I also thought of another thing is just the area of things that have benefited the hearing impaired recently, TTYs and so forth. If anybody wants to speak on any of these, we'll give you your chance and then we'll maybe open it up to questions.
You mean like that telephone TTY? Oh yeah, I've never really used it. I had no use for it yet. Before I go ahead with a different subject, I'd like to just jump back for a minute about my one most misconception. Maybe not this year or this day, but in past times. It was a big misunderstanding that normal people thought that deaf people were all alike. But that is not so. They have their own individuality. Each has their own skills. Each has his own willingness to do, you know, and ambitions. We're not at all the same. So we've been stereotyped. And so now today, through some opening up, more publicity, more and more people taking up sign language classes, more and more people are opening their minds and finding that we really aren't all the same.
I would like to add something to what you just said. There will be many times that people will come up to Darren and speak to him, expecting him to hear. And one of the reasons they do is because he seems to be normal. And the reason I think he seems to be normal is because he's treated normal.
Anyone else? I have another comment. Here's a slogan. Deafness is an invisible handicap. You can't see it.
That's the key thing.
People act and pretty much appear normal. And which is quite a bit different from what you'll notice with other physical handicaps. If a person is lame, it's really a very obvious thing to see. A person who's blind, it's very easy to see. They're carrying a cane. But with a deaf person, quite often you just can't tell. The only thing is if you make some noise and they don't seem to respond, they say, oh, you can't hear that? Oh, okay. And then you might spot that they really don't hear.
Yeah,